Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nortres Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In Everything is Obias, asterisk once you know the answer, Duncan J. Watts takes us on a fascinating journey through the complex dynamics of understanding and decision-making in a connected world. Watts, a sociologist and principal researcher at Microsoft Research, challenges our conventional wisdom and the intuitive ways we navigate through life's decisions, both big and small. With a compelling blend of research findings and real-world examples, he demonstrates how our common sense often leads us astray, and why the answers to some of the most perplexing questions seem obvious only in hindsight. This thought-provoking book delves into the science of human behavior, decision-making, and the implications of network dynamics on our understanding of success, failure, popularity, and innovation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the limits of common sense. Duncan J. Watts begins by addressing the inherent limitations of common sense, particularly how it can mislead us in understanding complex systems and predicting outcomes. He argues that common sense is not only unhelpful, but can be misleading when applied to situations outside of our personal experience or when used to make predictions about collective behavior. Through engaging examples and insightful analysis, Watts shows how our reliance on intuitive logic often causes us to oversimplify complex phenomena and ignore the influence of contextual factors and chance events. This discussion sets the stage for a deeper exploration of how we can better understand and navigate the unpredictable nature of social dynamics. Secondly, the power of networks. Watts delves into the science of networks and their profound impact on social dynamics, information dissemination, and collective behavior. He introduces key concepts such as the small world phenomenon and 6 degrees of separation, explaining how these principles illustrate the interconnectedness of social networks and the rapid spread of ideas and behaviors. The power of networks section underscores the role of network structure in shaping outcomes that, from a common sense perspective, might seem random or unexpected. By dissecting the mechanics of how networks operate, Watts provides valuable insights into understanding the spread of innovations, the formation of public opinions, and the dynamics of social movements. Thirdly, predicting success and failure. One of the most compelling sections of the book explores the challenges of predicting success and failure in cultural markets, such as books, movies, and music. Watts discusses his groundbreaking research on cumulative advantage and how initial, often inconsequential advantages can snowball over time, leading to significant disparities in success. This research challenges the notion that the best or most deserving products naturally rise to the top based on inherent quality. Instead, Watts demonstrates how randomness and social influence play critical roles in determining which products become hits. This investigation into the unpredictability of success and failure provides a critical examination of the meritocracy myth in cultural markets. Fourthly, common sense in decision-making. Watts scrutinizes the application of common sense in decision-making processes, particularly in the contexts of management, policy-making, and strategic planning. He highlights the paradox of relying on common sense in environments where the rules have changed significantly due to technological advances and globalization. By analyzing failures and successes in various decision-making scenarios, Watts uncovers the biases and heuristics that often hinder effective decision-making. This examination sheds light on the importance of empirical evidence, data-driven approaches, and experimental methods in overcoming the pitfalls of intuitive reasoning and improving decision-making outcomes in complex environments. Lastly, the role of history and context. Lastly, Watts emphasizes the critical importance of historical context and the specificities of individual situations in understanding social phenomena. By examining how historical events and unique circumstances shape the development and outcomes of social processes, he argues against the notion of the universal principles governing behavior and success. Instead, Watts advocates for a more nuanced approach that considers the complex interplay of individual actions, social networks, and historical contexts. This perspective challenges readers to think beyond common sense explanations and recognize the contingent nature of social dynamics and outcomes. Through this lens, Watts encourages a deeper engagement with the intricacies of human behavior and the unpredictability of social life. In conclusion, Duncan J. Watts' Everything is Obvious, asterisk once you know the answer, presents a compelling argument for reevaluating our reliance on common sense in understanding and navigating the complexities of the modern world. By exposing the fallacies of intuitive reasoning and the limitations of common sense in predicting outcomes, Watts invites readers to embrace a more empirical and networked approach to decision-making and understanding social phenomena. This book is essential reading for anyone interested in sociology, psychology, business, or anyone who seeks a deeper understanding of how the world works. It will particularly benefit decision-makers, policymakers, and business leaders who navigate complex social systems and cultural markets. Watts's insights offer valuable lessons on the importance of evidence-based approaches, the power of networks, and the role of randomness and context in shaping outcomes. Through this work, readers are equipped with the tools to question the obvious, understand the mechanics of social dynamics, and make better informed decisions in their personal and professional lives. If you would like to support Duncan J. Watts, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.